Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Well, hello everyone. It's Charmaine Hammond with Positive Radio here again with another episode about our Pause Across Canada tour. That's right, we're back now for almost a week. We are 42 days on the road, focusing on Alberta and British Columbia for this leg of the tour. So what is Pause Across Canada, you might be asking? It was really our kindness mission. It was a mission to build a kinder Canada, one paw, one person at a time. And it's also a pet-friendly adventure. To our knowledge, there hasn't been an adventure that's been documented in the way that we are doing it here at Team Toby. We are videoing everything that we're doing on the tour, so we have great footage, fabulous photos, and Toby the dog is also videoing life through his eyes with his very own GoPro video camera. That's right. At the end of all of this, we'll be making a dogumentary. We're really excited about that. So this part of the tour was Alberta and BC, 42 days, more than 7,000 kilometers, 45 community stops and visits, many presentations to schools, businesses, nonprofit organizations, community groups, events at doggy daycares, at the Wild Bird General Store, at pet stores, and at our partners' stores, Petland Canada. So we had a wide range of activities. One of the best parts of the tour so far has been going in and visiting different communities along the way. So into our, I believe it was our third week, we had the great opportunity to go to Medicine Hat, Alberta, which is in southern Alberta, and we had an amazing champion there. That's why I think Medicine Hat really stands out in our eyes as a real plus on this tour. Jace Anderson was the champion for Medicine Hat. He actually approached us when he saw the advertising go out about the tour. And he was really interested in us coming to Medicine Hat. And not only was he a champion for the tour, he also assisted us through his organization, Destination Marketing Medicine Hat, in planning our time while we were in the community. So that was a really unique experience for us and one that really supported us and really gave us really an opportunity to participate in a wide range of activities. So, Jace, if you're listening, thank you, thank you. We really appreciate you and all you did to help create a wonderful experience in Medicine Hat. So what did we do? We started off by having a fantastic meal at ABC Country Restaurant. One of the things we loved about our afternoon on the patio there was that Jeremy, the owner, had made the venue into a pet-friendly experience for us. So we had room to have Toby outside with us. He was outside the patio area, and they provided him with water, and we had shade from the trees. So it was a great example of businesses going out of their way to create a pet-friendly experience. And then from there, we participated in a number of activities. We stayed at the Medicine Hat Lodge, which did receive the Toby Tested Toby Approved Awards. He loved the hotel, and so did we. The food was great. The staff were exquisite, the rooms were awesome, and they were very pet-friendly. Lots of grassy area around there to also walk Toby, which really makes a difference for us when we're traveling with pets, because many of the hotels you go to, it's simply surrounded by cement. So it doesn't provide that same walking experience for dogs. They like to go on the grassy areas. And this particular hotel had lots of grassy areas for us to take Toby. So we loved Medicine Hat Lodge. We also enjoyed our visit to the Visitor Center in Medicine Hat. And one of the standout points for us at the Visitor Center was that when you pull in, there's a fenced-in dog run. I've only seen this at two centers so far on our tour, Medicine Hat and Kamloops. And this really stands out in my mind because imagine you've just traveled a long day with your family and with your pets, and you're going to a visitor center and you want to plan out what you're going to do, where you're going to stay, and where are you going to play in a particular community. And your dog has been sitting in the vehicle. He's anxious to get out and play. Well, in Medicine Hat, they have this fenced-in dog area, so you can put your dog in there to play, run around, get watered up, and go into the visitor center, look at the maps, and talk to the staff. The staff who were working that day gave us some quirky facts about Medicine Hat. So in the upcoming blog, you'll be able to see the quirky facts that we got while we were in the community and see if you know the answers to them. And as well, of course, if you have quirky facts about Medicine Hat or favorite attributes about that community, we'd love to hear them on Facebook. And our Facebook handle is the original Team Toby. And, of course, you can tweet them out, Team Toby and the number 2 sign. So the other features of Medicine Hat that we really appreciated was certainly the miles and miles of trails that you can and parks that you can take your pets on leash for walks. And that we didn't get to all of those, obviously, but Jace was really helpful in helping us understand the different areas of the community that you could walk in. The historic part of the community is fabulous. I particularly loved the downtown area. And one of the standout points for me was a new park that they were, actually not a park, a garden that they were building in between all of these old office buildings, some which had beautiful murals on the wall. There was this community garden, and you'll see pictures of it in the blog. I just love what they did. People have come together to build this funky, colorful, interesting community garden, and I had to go and get pictures there before we left the community. That was another standout point. And one of the things I've enjoyed about the community visits we've been doing is looking at what communities are doing to be different, to stand out, and to be memorable. So this is an example of something that's really memorable for me. We also had a fantastic latte at Station Coffee House. Pet friendly. They had outdoor chairs and tables, and we could have Toby out there with us so he could take in the coffee experience. You know, he kind of just barked at everybody. We enjoyed the coffee. But again, a great example of businesses that go out of their way just even that little bit to make a pet friendly family experience. And then, of course, we went to the world's biggest teepee, which was breathtaking. It was amazing, and certainly pictures do not do it justice. Toby got some footage on his GoPro video camera, so we're really hoping that between the photos and the videos, people who have not visited Medicine Hat will get a real experience of the size of this incredible teepee. And Jace also arranged for us to go down and visit the SPCA in Medicine Hat. That was a lot of fun. There was some great animals there waiting for their forever families, and a lot of the staff and the board and the volunteers showed up, so we had a great opportunity to meet lots of people who are doing such good work, important work in Medicine Hat, and went for a tour. And like many shelters that we visited, they have outgrown their space. So they're embarking on a really big fundraising initiative to be able to build capital dollars to build their new home for SPCA. But they have some really neat features there. One of the features I loved was the outdoor kennels that they had. So when we pulled up, there was lots of dogs in the fenced-in play area, and then they had the outdoor kennels. So they moved the dogs between the indoor and outdoor kennels, which is a just great experience, I think, for the dogs. So that was another standout moment. And then we had the best milkshake I've ever had. And, folks, when I say the best milkshake, I want you to know that my first job was as an ice cream scooper in Ontario. That was my first job, and I made some pretty mean milkshakes in my day. And these milkshakes at Tino's were just fabulous. They're also a dog-friendly business. When we showed up and they heard Toby barking, I mean, you could probably hear Toby barking from the next community, but they provided him with dog treats and, of course, filled up the bowl of water for Toby. All those little actions that businesses take really create a memorable travel, a pet-friendly adventure. And we've been blogging about those. It's just like some of the hotels that we've gone to where they provide you with poop bags and treats or towels to clean up after your pet. All of those things just make traveling a little more easy and a lot more fun. So we had a great time in Medicine Hat. We'd love to come back there because we did not get to visit all of the community. And there's other coffee houses that we didn't get to take part in testing their coffee. That was one of the interesting things that Jason shared with us, that Medicine Hat is really priding itself right now on providing their locals and visitors with a tremendous coffee experience. And the coffee shops that we went to in the downtown core are very unique and have a lot of culture to them. So I can see that these places are going to do amazingly well and draw not only the local crowd, but the visitors. And, of course, the other part I liked about Medicine Hat was the murals and the art graffiti that they had. I just thought that was such a neat attribute to some of the buildings and the fact that they've maintained the heritage buildings in the downtown core. We traveled through lots of communities, and all the old buildings are getting torn down, and I love to see the old culture in a newer area. So great work on keeping those buildings going. And again, really enjoyed our visit to Medicine Hat, Alberta. So if you've not been there and you're traveling with your pet, you will find lots of things to do, loads of places to stay, loads of places to play, and you'll have a great time in Medicine Hat, Alberta. So what are we going to be featuring next on Paws Across Canada? We're going to talk about some of the other communities we've been to. And I wanted to give a few more travel tips around traveling with your pets. One of the things that came up for us on the tour, it was in the early days, the first week, we realized that we needed to maintain consistency with Toby. At home, we have all these routines that we do. So, for example, we get up, we have coffee on the deck, Toby goes out and plays, we have breakfast. So we have this routine, but of course, when we travel, we may not have a deck to go out and have coffee on, or, you know, we're at a hotel. So our routines get interrupted. But I noticed that Toby seems to notice when his routines have changed and been interrupted. So we've tried really hard wherever possible to create consistency, and we've done that by having some of his own toys travel with us. So we got lots of new toys on this tour. Boy, oh boy, people were just giving him toys and treats like crazy. But we still maintained the ones that we brought from home with him as well so that they were familiar. Of course, his dog bed came with us, and it came in the car, or in the Toby Mobile, as well as into the hotels with us. We used the same leash that we always use at home, and we created routines in the evening so that once we were in a hotel, for example, Toby knew what was happening next. So the consistency with your traveling with your pets. And I think the other part of traveling with your pets that's so critical is making sure you have food and water handy, that you take lots of breaks. And the breaks are not only for the pets. The breaks are also for the humans. And the other piece we found really helpful about traveling with our pets is in those times where we were taking stretch breaks, we actually used one of those silver sun reflectors in the window to keep the car cool while we weren't in it. And that really helped us. So these are some pet-friendly travel tips. I hope they've been helpful. I'd love to hear your pet-friendly travel tips. Of course, you can find us on the web, theoriginalteamtoby.com, on Facebook, same handle, The Original Team Toby, and on Twitter, Team Toby and the number 2. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, let's be kind to one another.